From the land of Grand University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report for the 30th day of April, 2019. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service updated the weekly crop progress report. Illinois is truly behind as it relates to planting corn. However, soybeans are a bit of a different story, and the western part of the Corn Belt from Iowa on to the west is in better condition. We'll hear from state statisticians and get updates from Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Missouri. And then as we close out our time together, we'll not only hear about the weather forecast for those regions, but we'll also get an update from Gary Schnitke, agricultural economist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I, about crop insurance and what expectations you might find for this season, as well as how crop insurance played out last year. And that'll all happen right here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
On this Tuesday afternoon, let's turn our attention to what happened in Chicago. Wayne Nelson is here. He's with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, to help us along. Good afternoon to you, Wayne. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Todd.
Hey, so this is another rough day in Chicago, at least for the soybeans. They have been taking a serious hit over the past several sessions.
Yeah, Todd, it isn't just today. It's been the month of April. I mean, we have just not seen any sort of rebound at all to really make us feel good about the bean market. We continue to go down. The good news of the bean market being down today is we are finally below Brazil's bids at the Gulf. So the Gulf are actually cheaper than South American beans is today, the way we ended things up. But basically, you know, the meals continue to take a hit. The beans drifting on stocks on the idea that all this rain that you just forecasted is going to make more acres of beans than they were planning on. And that that China just isn't going to take as many beans this year because of the African swine fever. And they don't need to feed as many hogs. So all of that seems to add up and is sort of a negative in the bean market as we go along here. Right,
so
now,
I was taking a look, Wayne, at some of the numbers and went back last year to see, because we were delayed planting last year at about this time at about the same rate. And we remained delayed for quite some time, but things opened up in those first, in this next 2 weeks last year. It doesn't appear that's going to be the case this year. And we ended up putting 1.1 million more acres of corn in the ground when we got around to the June acreage report than had been in the prospective plantings report. There's a lot of things that are different. Last year we were at 88 million acres in March, and this year we're at almost 94 million, if I remember correctly. So I wouldn't expect a lot more corn acres, but do we think corn acres will disappear this year?
Well, you know, in the South, they're getting close to their late planting date. They're in the late planting date, but not the final planting date. And I think we could see some prevent planting acres down there. You know, you look here, you know, Indiana, Illinois, we're not in that late yet as far as things are going to get the crop in the ground. We are going to be late when we get the crop in the ground as to what you know, FarmDoc and everybody says after certain dates that the yields go down and the chance of having above trend line yields go down. But you know, a lot of snow fell over the weekend in a lot of places. You know, I think DeKalb, Illinois had somewhere around 4 or 5 inches of snow over the weekend, and that doesn't go for getting a lot of stuff in the ground early. But as we get into Minnesota, the Dakotas, and places like that, I think we will see a little more prevent plant this year.
And we've been talking about the soybeans, and I made note that in the yesterday's report from USDA, the weekly crop progress report, showing that Illinois was just way behind in corn. However, they were right on track or pretty close with their soybeans. That thought that was kind of interesting, and means producers are planting corn and soybeans at the same rate. In fact, I know many farmers who have more soybeans in the ground than they do corn at this time. How about you?
Well, there's very little in the ground to talk about over here. But, I mean, basically along the way, I think that a lot of them were finding that some of their real good soybean yields were from early planted. They did go to the field with two planters, and they did plant where they could along the way. Like you said, the big difference was last year, I forget the rate that we planted starting like what did this week and the next week were tremendous gains, and we got the crop in. I was talking to a couple of the guys today, and they said, you know, we didn't have hardly anything in the ground, and we finished planting before the 20th. You know, by the 15th and 18th of May was when their last planting dates were. So they got in. We had really good weather, and the crop flew in the ground. The difference this year is, Drew Lerner just come out with another report on the Squawk Box, basically, and said the next 10 days are going to be extremely wet in the northern Midwest. And that's the area that we're talking about that could get into the situation of more prevent plant coming out. The Dakotas, parts of Minnesota, northern Iowa, Michigan, and basically Wisconsin and northern Illinois. So, you know, that doesn't say we're going to get very fast planting this year like we did last year.
Anything else before I let you go for the day?
I think, you know, that hopefully we can get something done. There was a talk that there could be some more farmer aid if need be if they don't get this thing done, and I think that's what scared a lot of the traders today.
Indeed, I'm pretty sure that was the case. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. It was Larry Kudlow, economic advisor to President Donald Trump, who happened to mention that there could be more aid to farmers in the United States should a deal with China fall through. That happened last night. Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It shows that 15% of the corn across the nation, or at least the 18 reporting states, has been planted. That compares to the 27% rolling five-year average. And last year, at this same time, by the way, 15% of the crop had been planted. 3% of the corn crop has emerged. The rolling five-year average is 5%. 3% of the soybeans have been planted around the nation. 6% is the rolling five-year average. The condition of the wheat crop is 49% good and 18% excellent. That compares to 48 and 14 in the previous week and 26 and 7% respectively in the previous year. 19% of the winter wheat has headed. 29% is the rolling five-year average. Now, here are updates from statisticians in Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, and Iowa.
This is Brad Medlock, agricultural statistician for the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. Favorable weather conditions at the beginning of the week ending April 28, 2019, allowed Iowa farmers to make planting progress. However, rain and snow over the weekend created some fieldwork delays. Statewide, there were 4.3 days suitable for fieldwork. Activities for the week included hauling manure, applying anhydrous, tillage, and planting. Topsoil moisture levels rated 0% very short, 1% short, 74% adequate, and 25% surplus. Iowa farmers have planted 21% of the expected corn crop, 2 days ahead of last year, but 2 days behind the five-year average. Central, South Central, and Southeast Iowa farmers already have at least one-third of their corn planted. Soybean planting has started with 3% of the expected crop in the ground, similar to last year and the average. 77% of the expected oat crop has been planted, over 1 week ahead of last year, but equal to the average. 14% of the crop has emerged, 8 days behind average. Pasture condition rated 3% very poor, 6% poor, 35% fair, 46% good, and 10% excellent. Pasture growth has been slow in much of the state. Feedlot conditions have improved. For the USDA NAS Upper Midwest Regional Field Office, this is Brad Medlock.
This is Mark Schleusener. There was an average of 2.5 days suitable for fieldwork around Illinois last week. Producers used those days to plant some corn and soybeans, and also to prepare fields for planting and to apply fertilizer. Topsoil moisture was rated 2% short, 45% adequate, and 53% surplus, nearly unchanged from last week. Subsoil moisture was 1% short, 56% adequate, and 43% surplus, slightly drier than 1 week ago. There was an average of 1 inch of rain around the state last week, and that was 18 one-hundredths of an inch above normal. Northern and southern areas were generally above normal rainfall, while the middle part of the state was generally at or below average. Temperatures averaged nearly 55 degrees around the state and ranged from 2 degrees below normal to 1 degree above normal. On Sunday the 28th, soil temperatures ranged from the upper 30s in northern areas to the mid-50s in southern parts of Illinois. Corn planting advanced by 8 points and is now 9% finished. That compares to 28% 1 year ago and 43% for the 5-year average. Soybean planting reached 3% complete compared to 6% last year and also 6% normally. 3% of the winter wheat crop is now heading compared to 5% 1 year ago and the 5-year average of 17%. The condition of the winter wheat crop declined and is now rated as 5% very poor, 14 poor, 37 fair, 38 good, and 6% excellent. Pasture conditions were rated 7% very poor to poor, 36 fair, and 57% good to excellent, a little better than 1 week ago. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Heartland Region, Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Dan Loftus, State Statistician for the USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office with Weekly Crop Progress and Condition Report for the week ending April 28, 2019. Springfield work started but was limited to 2.0 days suitable for field work during the week. Activities included some fertilizer application, rock picking, and limited seeding of various crops. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated 0% very short, 0% short, 54% adequate, and 46% surplus. Subsoil moisture supplies were rated 0% very short, 1% short, 51% adequate, and 48% surplus. 2% of Minnesota spring wheat was planted, that's equal to last year but 3 weeks behind the 5-year average. Oats planted was 12% complete, this is 4 days ahead of last year but 15 days behind average. Potatoes at 7% complete was 3 days ahead of last year but 13 days behind average. Sugar beets planted were 7% complete, that's 1 day behind last year and 16 days behind average. And corn planting was 2% complete statewide, this is ahead of last year by 3 days but 15 days behind the average. Respondents indicated that calving was continuing to progress well and that forages look good. For the USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office, this is Dan Loftus.
This is Bob Guarino with the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Missouri experienced near-average temperatures and rainfall last week. The average temperature statewide was 59.6 degrees, 1 degree above normal. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.7 inches, 0.26 inches below normal. For the second week in a row, the southeastern part of the state received the highest rainfall totals, with many areas getting over 1.5 inches. Limited rain in other parts of the state allowed for farmers to make good progress with corn planting. On average, 4.6 days were suitable for field work, compared to 4.1 days the previous week. Topsoil moisture supply in Missouri was rated 0% very short, 1% short, 75% adequate, and 24% surplus. Corn planting was 45% complete, up 29 points from last week, but 10 points below the 5-year average for this time of year. Corn was 7% emerged, 12 points behind average. Soybean planting was underway with 2% reported planted, 2 points behind average. Winter wheat condition was rated 2% very poor, 9% poor, 47% fair, 34% good, and 8% excellent. This is Bob Guarino with the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Our thanks go to the state statisticians for their weekly crop progress updates from around the Midwest. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Gary Schnicke, agricultural economist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. Gary has written an article for the Farm Doc Daily website, posted there today. You can find it at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu, about loss ratios and crop insurance. This is just kind of a reminder article, I think, for producers.
Yeah, so last year, it summarizes what happened last year in crop insurance. And if you look at the entire program, we had a loss ratio of 0.69, which means for that every dollar paid in premium, there was 69 cents of losses or payments made on that. That's another low loss year for crop insurance. So we've had a string of those essentially since 2015 and 2014, you could argue, was another one of those. But the high yields of recent years have resulted in low loss ratios.
So somewhere between 4 and 5 years, very low loss ratios. The last one that was over one was, what, 2012?
So we had a very high loss ratio in 2012, and we also had a loss ratio of slightly above one in 2013, 1 year after that, and then 0.95 in 2014, and then since then we've had lower loss ratios.
Yeah, probably fairly clear to producers what that really means. It means they're getting 69 cents on a dollar on their loss ratios last year, and in other years they're getting more than that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, typically, or more, and actually in Illinois it's much lower than that, 0.69. We have many counties in Illinois with very low loss ratios last year. Again, record yields combined, particularly on corn. Corn did not have much of a decline in the harvest price from the projected price. Soybeans, we did have a decline, but still those high yields kept us from having large payments last year.
Crop insurance working the way it's supposed to?
Yes. So we're having low losses, or low within season losses. So crop insurance is working as it should. The issue with crop insurance is that the projected price moves down when prices move down. So, you know, we don't have the same guarantees that we did have back in 2010, 2011, and 2012, when we had a projected price nearer $5 for corn than the $4 that we're looking at here currently.
Yeah, so when you look forward into this year, and you've already done this in a different article on the Farm Doc Daily website back from March when we had the final crop insurance numbers for 2019, what do you see? What do those numbers tell you?
So we had a $4 projected price for corn, which is about the same as it has been for the last several years. Again, I'll remind people that we haven't had many payments on corn. This year, our projected price on soybeans is $9.54, which is down considerably from the $10 projected prices before that. So we have lower guarantees on soybeans. We would still have to have a harvest price, and again, that's based on the November soybean contract, close to $8 if we don't have a yield loss to have payments at the 85% level. We're getting, unfortunately, closer to than that, but still not there. So, but the guarantees offered by crop insurance are down for soybeans this year.
Hey, by the way, different subject matter. Congratulations on your brand new investiture here at the University of Illinois. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I've been investiture, when you say that five times fast, but investiture, and I have been, there's an endowed chair here for soybean strategy. It was funded in part by the Illinois Soybean Association, and it's to take a look at strategic decisions for farmers as they move forward. So we're going to be looking at some of the bigger decisions that farmers need to be thinking about as they're moving forward from here on forth.
Yeah, so what's your first task there? Have you figured out what exactly you're thinking about as it relates to the 5 and 10 year vision time frame?
So we're really taking a look right now at what digital agriculture means for farmers, and how much of a change that's going to make in terms of management on farms. And you can make several different speculations about that. I think it's pretty clear, though, that the ability to monitor things on the farm have increased, and that is going to change the way we learn things about farming in the future. It's still sort of interesting when we look at farmer and those that are more profitable, they don't tend to spend more money on inputs. So how do we, and they still get higher yields. So the question then is, how do farmers get higher yields with the same cost as everybody else?
Thank you so much. We'll look forward to seeing that from you in the future. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Todd. And thank you for for doing this interview.
Gary Schnitke is an agricultural economist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus at the University of Illinois. It helps us to wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world. I'm Todd Gleason.